It is morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hill Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you.
Lord, your enemy is better than mine. How can come everything? Lord, your enemy is better than mine. How can come everything? Lord, your power is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Glory is in, wisdom is in, renew eyes in, mercy is in, grace is in. Strength is here, direction is here, replenish is here, acceptance is here, favor is here, authority is here, guidance is here, more of you, more of you. Jesus, Lord, your man is better than bread. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than life. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than life. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than life. I'll keep coming every day. Unity is here, courage is here, victory is here, success is here.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. You are welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be that we're exalted in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, over all our loved ones and family members. Dear God, be that we exalt the Lord for your mercy, for your favor, for your protection over all of us together. This morning, Lord, we come before the throne of grace, having nothing to hide. We confess all our sins and iniquities before you, and we plead that you please have mercy upon us. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement, the blood of Jesus, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, raise on our body, and make us whole in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our undertakings. Therefore, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our paths, keep us all away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. We commit all we are to do this day into your able care, Lord. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of James. James chapter number 5. I'll be reading from verse 13 through to verse 18 this morning. James chapter number 5. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as we follow the readings. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Hallelujah. This is episode 22 of Antidotes for Defeat. By God's special grace, without taking much of time trying to do some recap this morning, yesterday we started prayers. We started prayer. At least I want us to spend these 2 episodes, yesterday and today. Everything being equal, if God didn't say otherwise, if God have not say otherwise, tomorrow, by God's grace, we start a new topic. But as from this morning, I want us to pray to build on what the foundation we laid yesterday. By God's special grace, we were able to take care of forgiveness yesterday. You see, yesterday I told you, when it comes to the forgiveness, we must be able, for us to pray and our prayer to be answered, we must be able, number one, to come and ask God for forgiveness. But before we ask God for forgiveness, we must be able to forgive ourselves. Whatever wrong, whatever ignorance, or whatever stupidity we've got involved with that have cost us so much, we must be able to forgive ourselves. We must be able to forgive whosoever have offended us as well. Then we can now freely seek for God's own forgiveness, and he will freely give it to us. It's a must. So we've dealt with that yesterday. But we are starting this morning from pleading on the blood, that blood of atonement. I want us to go before God this morning. The Bible make it clear here. I don't need much explanation. The anchor scripture is so straight. Elijah prayed. All of us has heard about the exploits of Elijah. The Bible is saying there is nothing make Elijah better than we are. He's a man of same nature like you are. Elijah was not, it wasn't the fire that was flowing through Elijah. It was blood that was flowing through his veins, just like you and I. Meaning that if Elijah could achieve that feast, you and I could do better today, because we will have what Elijah didn't have. We have Holy Spirit. We have Jesus. We are on better platform than that which Elijah operated. Can you see now? So we can at any time stamp our feet on the ground and outdo the exploits of Elijah. That is what this place is telling us. So there is no much interpretation that I want to give there. I just want us, the Bible says, confess your sins one to another. Yes. During the time I was talking about the conditions for answered prayer, if you miss that, maybe you are new on the platform, you can go over to the replay. You can see the topic there. Yes, that is the series I am uploading on the Facebook and the YouTube and Rumble this very day. You can just check them up and you listen to them again and again. The reason why our prayers will be answered. So at that time, I was telling us that when it comes to prayers, there are conditions we must measure up with. So there is nothing those who in the past, who we are reading about in the Bible, there is nothing they have done that we cannot outdo them if only we stand our ground. I told you then that we need to surround ourselves with like-minded people, those whom we can beckon on, and we can confess our sins to them, those whom will not make jest of you, those who will not expose you, those who will not turn you, will not look at you somehow. Yes, any man can become anything at any time. Especially some of us that look at the pastors as if they are angels. Pastors are not angels. Even if angels, who were the angels of God, finally fell away from the grace, how much more of men? So any man can commit any error at any time. So when people confide in you, please take it serious. Pray for them instead of you making jokes of them. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads this morning. Let's plead the blood of Jesus over our spirit, soul, and body. Let's ask for the flowing of the blood of Jesus upon our personality, upon the place we are now to pray. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Ask for the blood of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over myself and my listeners. I plead the blood of Jesus over this place and wherever they are listening to me. I plead the blood. Let the blood begin to flow in the name of Jesus for cleansing, to cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, make us whole, to cleanse the environment. Yes, we saturate the environment where we are. Yes, with the blood of Jesus right away. We saturate the environment with the blood of Jesus. We take charge of the environment by the power in the blood of Jesus. We take charge of the atmosphere. Yes, let the atmospheric condition of that environment be influenced by the power in the blood of Jesus right away. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of atonement. We plead the blood of deliverance, the blood of power. Yes, the cleansing blood. Yes, let our spirit receive redemption, receive cleansing, total cleansing. Let our soul, let our bodies receive total cleansing this morning as we go into the prayers in the name of Jesus. Oh, blood of Jesus, cleanse us, cleanse us, cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our spirit, cleanse our souls, cleanse our spirits, cleanse our souls, cleanse our bodies in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our bodies in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our bodies in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our bodies. Spirit, soul, and bodies, cleanse us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood flow. Let the blood flow over ourselves, over our spirit, soul, and body. Yes, over our family members. Let the blood of Jesus flow over our children, over our wives, over our husbands. Yes, let the blood flow over our co-workers in the place of works. Those of us that are in the place of works, let the blood begin to flow over everything we have to do today. Let the blood of perfection, the blood of Jesus flow in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, the most prosperous name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are praying again. We want to decree and declare the heavens over our prayers this morning to be open. Yes, let the heaven. The Bible talk of thy heaven. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, by then you are reading towards 22, 23, thereabout. Thy heaven. You have your personal heaven apart from this firmament we are looking at over us. You have your personal heaven. I have my personal heaven. I've always told us that when it comes to this kind of heaven we are talking about, sometimes the heavens of a town the heavens of a city, the heavens of a nation might be widely open, while the heavens of an individual, the heavens of a family will be perpetually closed. And sometimes the heavens of a family, the heavens of an individual can be perpetually open, while the heavens of the whole community or the whole city or the whole nation will be closed. There are various examples for that in the Bible. Let me just cite one. When you read Genesis 26, the Bible talks about the famine in the land where Isaac was sojourning and what happened. But the heavens over Isaac that year was open, while the heavens over the country, the nation, was closed. And the Bible says Isaac sowed in the same land. From there, he reaped bountifully until he became great and he was envied. Did you get that? Did you get that right? So it is very, very possible. So this time around, you are going to address your own personal heaven. As I address the heavens over my life, heavens over my prayer this day, heavens over my Christian walk with God. Your time is up. Open now in the name of Jesus. Yes, open, open, open. Let the heavens over my Christian work, heavens of holiness, heavens of righteousness, heavens of grace, heavens of mercy, open upon my life in the name of Jesus. Open upon my callings, upon my ministry, upon my listeners in the name of Jesus. Open, 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 open upon everyone that will listen to this message here and hereafter in the name of Jesus. Open upon everyone that is listening right away in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens of favor, heavens of mercy, yes, heavens of answer prayer, heavens of righteousness, heavens of sanctification, heavens of holiness, open over our lives in the name of Jesus. Heavens of abundance of grace, open, 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 open. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen, amen, amen. In the book of Isaiah 64, the Bible says, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens. Can you see? What we are praying is biblical. Don't confuse anything for any. Don't be confused at all. Either you understand it or you don't understand it, rest assured, I will not lead you astray. Whatever that is not in the Bible, I will not do that. I decree and I declare our heavens perpetually open in the name of Jesus. I want us to go before God this morning. We want to check ourselves. We want to charge our lives. Want to check what is it in my life. Let's pray this prayer. Every element of darkness, every element of defeat, yes, that is inside my life, inside my spirit, my soul, or my body, let's ask for the consuming fire of God to consume them now. The Bible says our God is consuming fire. Yes, anything that is inviting defeat to our life, our spirit man. Yes, many of us, before we start a project, we are defeated already from within. The defeat will just come from within one day like that, and then you start feeling up awkwardly. Before you know it, you lose every interest you are having in that thing before. Yes, you that is charged, you are on holiness. You are one day like that, you just wake up and depression comes up. And before you know it, there is bombardment of satanic and evil thoughts all around you. And before you know it, I know how my spirit, you know, reacts to issues. Let's pray this morning that every element of darkness, every element of defeat inside my life, your time is up. Consuming fire of God, we are consumed them now in the name of Jesus. Anything inviting defeat to my life, you or your time is up. Let the consuming fire of God consume them now in the name of Jesus. It is written, my God is consuming fire. Oh God, descend upon my life, consumed out of my life, element of darkness, element of defeat, anything inviting defeat, anything responding to defeat in my life, oh God, arise and consume them with your fire in the name of Jesus. Consume the fire of God, consume them now, 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 consume them now. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We'll be spending like 2 minutes over one prayer, so that we can pray up to 5 to 6 prayer points that are, you know, targeted towards our spiritual life. This time around, we should spend more time on being edified than we spend on asking God for some other things, for some material things. Yes, we must edify our life, because like I told you, the system, the era we are now is anti-God era, the era that will do everything possible to make you and I stray away from the will of God. That is the era we are. That is the era we are. Let's go deep down our foundation. The reason why many of us are finding it difficult to live righteously, consistently, to live in holiness consistently, to live in righteousness consistently, is as a result of a foundation. The Bible says, if the foundation has been destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know, many of us don't even know what is in our foundations. Many of us don't know what is in our foundations. You don't know how far your parents has gone, your grandparents and the rest. You don't know how far they have gone. Just like Gideon, we could see Gideon. Gideon was having a very different destiny to come and fulfill on earth. But his father was a priest of Baal. Can you see? That foundation, do you know that foundation still caught up with him? Therefore, the fact that God asked him to destroy, because he did not destroy that thing outrightly. He destroyed it halfway. He didn't destroy it outrightly. And then this foundation still caught up with him, and the same Gideon ended up as idol worshiper. Can you see something? So our foundations matter most. We are going to speak to our foundation now. Say, whatever that has been planted in my foundations, mother side, father side, inviting and heading defeat in my life, inviting depression in my life, inviting feediness into my life, causing me to stumble from the way of God, your time is up. Holy Ghost, with your fire, oh yeah, root them out. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost and fire, root them out of my life. Whatever that has been buried, implanted into my foundations, father side, mother side, that has been causing me trouble, your time is up. Holy Ghost, yeah, root them out. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, root them out. Holy Ghost, root them out. Holy Ghost, root them out with your fire, with your power. Root them out now. In the name of Jesus, root them out now. Root them out now. Root them out. Root them out. Root them out. Holy Spirit divine, root them out. In the name of Jesus, whatever thing it is in my foundation that is causing trouble in my life, causing me to stumble, yes, here and there, that is making me to live a kind of Christian life that is falling and rising and falling and rising at all times, your time is up. Holy Ghost, with your fire, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Visit my foundation in the name of Jesus. Visit my foundation and uproot whatever that has been buried right in my foundation. Whatever that is buried right in my foundation and is causing trouble in my life. In the name of Jesus, every form of witchcraft, outdoor worship, or whatever form of evil that is in my foundation, Holy Spirit divine, uproot them this morning with your firepower. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them today. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus' name. We are still praying. Brethren, I want us to pray concerning that foundation one more time. That Father, visit my foundation. Holy Spirit, go right down, deep down my foundation. Right all the wrongs in my foundation. Yes, everything that is wrong in my foundation, write them now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, visit my foundation with the blood of Jesus, with the fire, and with the word of God, and let every wrong be corrected in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we are going deep down my foundations, mother side, father side. Go deep down my foundations. Right all the wrongs in the name of Jesus. Right on the wrongs. Right on the wrongs. Right on the wrongs. Right on the wrongs in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is wrong in my foundation, mother side, father side, Holy Spirit divine, with the fire, with your fire, with the blood of Jesus, and with the power of the word in which the whole world was formed, yet visit my foundation, right the wrongs. This very day, right all the wrongs in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, visit my foundation with your fire power, with your fire power, with the word of God and with the blood of Jesus. Visit my foundation and right the wrongs in the name of Jesus. 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 Right the wrongs in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Fire. You see, let's pray this one. Blood of Jesus, purge my foundations of every form of contaminations and defilements in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, oh yeah, purge my foundations, father side, mother side, purge my foundations of every contamination and defilements in the name of Jesus. Purge me of every pollution in the name of Jesus. Oh, blood of Jesus, cleanse and purge me of every pollution, contamination, and defilement of darkness in the name of Jesus. Purge my foundations in the name of Jesus. Purge my foundations. Purge my life. Purge my foundations. Holy Spirit divine, purge my foundation with the blood of Jesus, with the fire of Holy Ghost. Purge my foundations from contamination, from defilement, from pollutions in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, with the blood, purge my foundations. Blood of Jesus, purge my foundation, purge my foundation, purge me clean, make me whole, purge me clean, make me whole, purge my foundation of every fairness, of every pollution, of every contamination, of every defilement in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We are still praying. Let's pray this one. That powers that are polluting my life against the will of God, any power, any spirit polluting my life against the will of God, your time is up. Hear the word of the Lord. I bind you in the name of Jesus and I cast you out. I bind you. I cast you out. I bind you. I cast you out. It is written of me. Whatsoever I bind on earth must be bound in heaven. Whatsoever I loose on earth must be loosed in heaven. So therefore, all the powers polluting my life, contaminating my life, defiling my life, what are you waiting for? I bind you in the name of Jesus and I cast you out. I bind you and I cast you out. I bind you and I cast you out. I bind you and I cast you out. I bind you. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. All the powers polluting my life, powers contaminating my life, powers defiling my life. It is written, whosoever defiles the temple of God shall be destroyed. So therefore, all ye powers, your destruction is here. I bind you and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I cast you out. I bind you. I cast you out. I bind you. I cast you out. Every power that doesn't want me to remain consistent in my Christian journey, every power polluting my life with one sin or the other, with one or evil thought on the other, with anything at all, powers polluting my life against the will of God, I bind and cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind and cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I bind and cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I bind and cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I bind and cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We are praying again. Let's pray this one. Onslaughts of darkness lining up against me. I am not your candidate. Yes. When I was talking the other day, that there are a lot of onslaughts of darkness against us these days. The target is not under religion. Everything you are seeing in the world today, whatever is going on, even the world, the one world order that they are, the agenda they are pursuing, is not against any other religion. It's against which Christians. It's against the children of God. It's against the gospel of Christ. Nothing more, nothing less. So we have to pray. Onslaughts of darkness lining up against my life, against my Christian journey. I am not your candidate. Scattered by thunder. Yes, the Bible talks in the book of 1 Samuel. I think chapter 8. While Samuel was sacrificing, the enemy was approaching. The onslaught was approaching. Then what happened? Thunder struck and thunder scattered them. And in the same book of 1 Samuel chapter number 2 verse 10, the Bible says, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces. Right from heaven, it shall thunder upon them. Let's call upon God to thunder upon all the onslaught of darkness against the body of Christ, against me as a child of God, against you as a child of God, against the body of Christ as a whole, against the churches of Christ as a whole. Let's pray this morning. Say, Father, we commit all the onslaught. We pray against all the onslaughts of darkness. Against me, against the churches of Christ, against the body of Christ worldwide, into your able hands, Lord, thunder upon them, scatter them with your thunder, scatter them with your thunder. The onslaught of darkness lining up against the children of God worldwide, against me, against my family, against the church of God that I'm overseeing, against all the churches of God. Hear the word of the Lord. Father, thunder upon them. In the name of Jesus, for it is written, adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces. Right from heaven, it shall thunder upon them. Father, thunder upon all the onslaughts of darkness, all the onslaughts of Satan against your children this day, against the system of against the Church of Christ worldwide. I have all the onslaught of darkness in the governance, onslaught of darkness in the society, onslaught of darkness in our neighborhoods. Father, thunder upon them in the name of Jesus. Thunder upon them. Thunder upon them. Thunder upon them. Thunder upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, thunder upon them and scatter them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thunder upon them. 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 All the onslaughts of darkness against the people of God, against the children of God, against the church of God, against the body of Christ worldwide. Father, thunder upon them and scatter them. They will not prosper. They will not succeed in the name of Jesus. They will not prosper. They will not succeed in Jesus, the most prosperous name. We have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are still praying. Let's pray this one. Let's pray three more. Then we round it up. Let's pray this one. You, Satan, and your cohorts, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord rebuke you over my life, over my Christian walk, over my ministry, over my family, over my loved ones. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and rebuke Satan and his cohorts in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, oh Satan, and all your cohorts. The Lord rebuke you over my life. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord rebuke you, as it is written in Zechariah chapter number 3. The Lord rebuke you, oh Satan. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus over my life, over my Christian journey, over my Christian work with God. The Lord rebuke you over my wife, over my children. The Lord rebuke you over the body of Christ, over those who are listening to me this moment. The Lord rebuke you, oh Satan, and the cohorts. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Satan and the cohorts, the Lord rebuke you over our lives, over our Christian work, in the name of Jesus, over the churches of Christ. The Lord rebuke you over my neighborhood. The Lord rebuke you over my environment. The Lord rebuke you over my community. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you over my listeners. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. In the name of Jesus, I destroy all your work over their lives, over my life. It is written. For this reason, the Son of God has manifested that he might destroy the works of darkness. And it is written of me, greater works than he did, I shall do. So therefore, I destroy your work, your influence, your power, your moves. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, in all ramifications. The Lord rebuke you and your cohorts in the name of Jesus. The Lord God of heaven and earth rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you and all your works in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. We are still praying. According to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, like that, the Bible talks about Holy Spirit being our seal. The Holy Spirit is our seal. Let's ask for this grace, abundance of grace to walk in this end time. I'm telling you, the time we are is very dangerous. The Bible talks about perilous time. That time is not even perilous at all. This is the original perilous time we are now. Dangerous time, injurious time we are now. Let's ask God for grace. Let's ask for grace. Lord, Father, release your grace, abundance of grace, to do the needful and the rightful one at the right time. To do the needful at the right time. Father, give me your grace, the grace to do the right thing. The Bible says we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. Yes, the world system is throwing at us day in, day out, things that will make us grieve the Holy Spirit. That is what we hear, the sounds we hear, the sight we see. Everything is grieving Holy Spirit. Let's talk to God. Father, grace, Lord. Abundance of grace. That is what I ask for, Lord. Release your grace upon us. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Sufficient grace, 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 grace. Grace, grace, grace to walk with you. Grace to do your will, to do the needful. At the right time, Father, release your grace upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus, release your grace, release your grace. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. It's as if the prayer should not come to an end, but the time will not permit me. Let's pray the final one. Let's ask Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is our zeal. Ephesians chapter number 1 verse 13 also says something like that. Let's talk to God. Holy Spirit divine, seal up my life with your fire and with your power. Seal up. When you know when when a bottle is having a seal upon it, what happens? The liquor is secured. Whatever that is inside is secured. It cannot pour away. So let's ask Holy Spirit divine, seal up my life with your fire and with your power. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit divine, seal up my life. Seal up my life. Seal up my life with your fire, with your power. Seal me up. 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 In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. I pray for you as I pray for myself, that the mighty hand of God that worked with the people of old, that worked with the apostles, that worked with the great patriarchs, that has trod this same path we are treading today. That mighty hand of God will come down upon your life. Am I in the name of Jesus? That hand will uphold you and I to the end. In the name of Jesus, you will not fall away. I will not fall away. In the name of Jesus, no matter how terrible the onslaught of darkness become, you will not be a victim of one. In the name of Jesus, you will always be a victor. I will always be a victor and not a victim. In the name of Jesus, I bless your family. God bless your family. The hand of God is upon your family. No evil will befall you. Your children are secured. Your wife is secure. Your husband is secured. Your business is protected. In the name of Jesus, you will not cry over your loved ones. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. God bless you. For counseling, prayer, or testimonies, you can reach out to me through the email johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. As well, you can reach out through any of the numbers, +233-500-824-656 or +233-552-482-187. Both numbers and WhatsApp and the Telegram, you can reach out through any of the platforms. God bless you. Don't forget, we started uploading Daily Rhema, the past episodes on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook as well. So God bless you. Visit there and listen to the messages that can help you and I. This is not the time to listen to prosperity messages. This is the time to listen to edifying messages that can lead us towards God, lead us towards holiness, that can make us to do more than what we have been doing now. That is the kind of message or messages that we need this time around. God bless you. At the same time, I recognize the presence of the wonderful people of God that are live and direct on the podcast. God bless you for being there. God bless you for being there. I can see just in your average Iranian. God bless you for being there. I can see Eric, God bless you. You were the first very person to be connected this morning, and you remain up to this very moment. God bless you. I can see Tom. God bless you, Tom, for being there. The Eric I'm talking about is because I can see there is another Eric there. So the Eric with K that end with K. So God bless you. I can see Ost. God bless you. I can see Dylan. God bless you. Or Dinan. So please, sorry if I didn't pronounce well. And yes. Host, you were the third person to be connected this morning. You are still there. God bless you for being there. I can see Bran. God bless you for being there. Troy, God bless you for being there. I can see Robert. God bless you for being there. And I can see Christine. God bless you for being there. I can see one Chinese name written. I don't know how to pronounce that. God bless you. You were the third person. You were the third person. Yeah, the third person to be connected. So, and you are still there up to now. God bless you for being there. Jesse, God bless you for being there. Be Wolf, God bless you for being there. And Donovan, God bless all of you for being there. As God lives and His Spirit lives, you will not be a casualty nor a victim in your Christian journey in the name of Jesus. You will be a perpetual victor in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And please, don't forget, if God blesses you, one of the gadgets I'm using just broke down yesterday as well. As God blesses you, God touch your heart with what we are doing here and lay it on your heart to help. Please do well to help us in any capacity. Either you get us that thing or you, whatever means, you can reach out to me through any of those contacts and let us talk about it. God bless you. Try to help the work of God. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
Direction is me. Replenish is me. Acceptance is here. Favor is here. Authority is here. Guidance is here. More of you, oh Jesus, Lord, your remand is better than bread.